Jackson Wilkie is only 4 years old. He may not know it, but he is seeing an ancient ritual firsthand.
Look at
you see, sir?
He's coming up to say hi to you.
He's coming up to say hi.
He and his mother came to look at the huge fish that haven't evolved in thousands of years. Every April, sturgeon come to mate along the rocky shores of rivers and creeks in northeastern Wisconsin. Though they are several feet long and powerful swimmers, they are lethargic and at risk during spawning season. That's why volunteers come to sit guard on the shorelines, like Chad Liana, a fisheries student from UW-Stevens Point.
They're such a historic fish. I think they need the protection. They're lots of years old, and they need the protection because they're so vulnerable this time of year.
They're vulnerable because spawning sturgeons swim close enough to the shore and the surface of the water to literally reach out and grab. The guards are essential in safeguarding the sturgeon. Todd Schaller is a conservation supervisor. He says poaching is taken seriously.
What the guards do is they're a visual deterrent, and if they were to see somebody do something, they call us. Then we respond, and if we were to catch somebody taking a sturgeon illegally anytime, whether it's the spring of the year or any other summer, the potential fine is $3,000 and an automatic license revocation of 3 years, so it's substantial.
In use since the 1970s, the Guard has grown to a core of more than 1,000 people. One of them, Linda Wallenfang, was looking for something new and different.
I don't know, it's almost magical to realize that you're looking at a fish that's so old and so primitive, and yet I was very surprised how graceful and how beautiful they were.
Well, not there to apprehend poachers, Guard members must be on the lookout. Linda Wallenfang believes safety is essential for both fish and their protectors.
Apparently, a lot of times they're taken by boat, and so we're supposed to get color a boat, you know, try to get numbers off of it. I think I'd probably be inconspicuous. I wouldn't be confrontational. You know, I'd like to go home at the end of the day. But we weren't worried.
Warden Todd Schaller says with the guards' help, Wisconsin's sturgeon population is one of the healthiest in the world.
And the numbers have steadily increased due to this program, for one, due to good management and biology and research.
It's safe to say that the experiences had in the Guard will continue to breed volunteers. Linda Wallenfang is planning on returning.
We just had so much fun. I mean, we got to see an eagle, we got to see otters swimming, ducks, birds, kingfisher.
Spawning season wrapped up on Sunday, and the DNR says there were no reports of poaching. Joe Larkin, Wisconsin Public Radio.